The following is a presentation of Learfield ING College. It's time for your weekly all-access pass into Virginia Tech athletics. This is Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech athletics. Tonight's edition of Tech Talk Live is sponsored by CNG Leasing, the exclusive student housing partner of Virginia Tech athletics. Deschutes Brewery, bringing the Pacific Northwest to Hokie fans since 2017. Papa John's Pizza, order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. English Meadows Senior Living, the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics. First Bank and Trust, the bank that puts you first. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better. PK's Bar and Grill, a downtown Blacksburg favorite since 1992. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza. Real Life Dental, located in downtown Blacksburg and their new Christiansburg location by the NRV Mall. Find your smile. Sign Spot, the official sign provider of Virginia Tech Athletics. And by Smithfield. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield. Now, here's your host, John Laser.
Hello once again, Hokies. John Laser indeed, alongside Tech Hall of Famer Mike Burnup. It is crossover season. Basketball meets football, Thanksgiving meets Christmas, and a whirlwind of activity awaits. That includes Tech Talk Live tonight, because we welcome not one but two head coaches here at Virginia Tech. Head men's basketball coach Mike Young, followed by head football coach Justin Fuente. And you can hear the enthusiasm in my voice. We are within 48 hours of the start of the 2020-21 men's basketball season. Coach, as we say hello once again, it is phenomenal to be with you. Of course, like everything in life, things got cut off very abruptly back in March. You, your family, your program, really the world has been through a ton of things since then. So as we welcome you back in, how gratifying is it that you have a game to be preparing for?
It's gratifying, John. So excited. I was kind of joking with someone, maybe I was talking to somebody about what would my feelings be to be on the floor again. I said, you know what, I'm not a very emotional guy. I may have a little emotion seep through my veins to be in the castle again and to see our team take the floor. There will be other things on my mind, but everything we have been through, you've been through, Mikey's been through, society's been through, to get there would be a cool experience. And we're close. Hope that nothing comes up between now and then.
You know, when we left that ACC basketball tournament, did you have any idea in the back of your mind that we would be where we are today, still in this mess that we're in? And how hard was it for you guys, your team, to navigate through all this COVID stuff?
Mike, I really had no idea. I knew it was serious. Really, the first inclination I had, you know, people are talking about don't shake hands with one another and that sort of thing. And Coach Williams, who's, 68, 69, came out the pregame handshake, and he didn't want to shake hands with anybody. He came to me. I've known him forever. He said, Michael, I'll shake your hand, but I'll tell you what, I'm scared to death of this thing at my age and so on. And, you know, what we've all learned and what we've all been through has been, a pretty remarkable time, a sad time, but like, you know, most everything, we're going to come out this thing the other side. We're going to be in good shape. But, you know, to leave Greensboro, our team is leaving for spring break, if you'll recall. And then President Sands made the right choice in extending spring break. And then it becomes obvious that that everything's going to be virtual for the spring semester. Hard. I mean, really hard to not have them back on campus until July. I felt great about their work, and they've been so accountable and have taken care of themselves, and they've taken care of one another. We've had some bumps along the way, but all in all, our team has displayed an incredible amount of discipline and accountability to get to this point. So what a ride it's been.
There are times, Coach, and I'm sure you find this in yourself as well, where I feel like all Mike and I ever have done this fall is talk about COVID. So we're excited to talk about basketball with you tonight. And I've had the pleasure of being around a lot of the guys that the fans are going to get to know starting on Wednesday as you've reconstructed this roster in many ways and added to the pieces that you already have. Just wanted to get your overview on how you feel as though this team looks different than the last time we saw the Hokies in March and what some of the additions might allow you to do as you continue to implement your system.
I couldn't be more excited about it, John. We are not a finished product. We've still got strides to make. I do think the young people, the additions, of course, Aluma was here a year ago, so he wasn't, green, but Cartier John has played a lot of basketball at Kansas State, is here. Cordell Pimsel, Justin Mutz, include Joe Bamisil, David Gasson, Darius Maddox, and then you those six, seven new faces that are not familiar with the language or the terminology, I should say, and how we want to play what we call things, different ball screen coverages. But, you know, we have had since July to implement and teach and work and be on the floor together. We will be able to play a more complete system offensively, not in its entirety, but more complete. We'll be able to throw the ball into the post, which I think is essential. We should be able to get to the foul line more. We should be able to offensive rebound better. On the other end of the floor, I just think we can – we can come at you in some different ways. I mean, you guys know, you saw every game. You knew who we were a year ago. P.J. Horn, if he got in foul trouble, I had nightmares thinking of not being able to play with him and managing his body and that sort of thing. You're always doing that with your teams, but we do have a greater level of depth that I feel good about. And different bodies, liver bodies that we can do more things with. I'm excited about that.
That voice that you're hearing for the first time this year is a familiar one, and we're certainly glad to have him with us again, as we will throughout the course of the 2020-2021 season. He's head basketball coach Mike Young. He is with us to the bottom of the hour. This is Tech Talk Live, presented by Marathon, fueling the American spirit. We'll get into football certainly 7:30 to 8 as well, but much more on the hardwood after these across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Any entertainment needs? Come visit First and Main right here in Blacksburg, Virginia. Your local lifestyle center with a brand new splash pad. Check out your favorite restaurants at First and Main like Zoe's Kitchen, Jersey Mike's, Avalito's, and Bull and Bones Brewhouse. Shop for your favorite Virginia Tech Fan Apparel Alumni Hall or freshen up your look at Char Marie Salon. Follow First and Main on Instagram and Facebook to stay up to date with great deals and giveaways. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Hey, Hokie fans, Deschutes Brewery is celebrating a fresh era of football this season with Fresh Squeezed and Fresh Haze IPA. Innovating craft beer for 32 years, Deschutes can be found at retailers across Virginia and on draft at the Deschutes Tasting Room in downtown Roanoke. Deschutes reminds Hokie fans to drive home safely. Deschutes Brewery, Bend, Oregon, it comes with the territory.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Hi, this is Mike Burnup for The Edge, trendy and modern student living next to Tech's campus. The Edge, 2, 3, and 4 bedroom apartments and townhomes come with all utilities included and individual leases. Plus, each resident has a private suite complete with bath and walk-in closet and incredible amenities including lightning quick Wi-Fi and a resort-style heated pool, to name a few. And best of all, The Edge is just steps from campus. Visit vtcampusedge.com. Live at The Edge, right across from the Virginia Tech campus.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours, it's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
Question or comment? Send a tweet to LAZEVT and you'll be part of the show. Here's John Lazer with more Tech Talk Live.
John Lazer, Tech Hall of Famer Mike Burnup and head men's basketball coach Mike Young for the first time, but certainly not the last time this season, as the Hokies ready to crank it up for real against the Radford Highlanders. High noon tip at Castle Coliseum. Mike and myself on the same sports network at 11:30 a.m. that day, as we are tonight, presented by Coke. Stay refreshed throughout the game with an ice-cold Coca-Cola. Together, tastes better. Coach, it'll be a Diet Coke for you, and this is a serious question, although I know you get sick of it, but I've gotten it a ton of times, and I have to ask you, do you have a plan for pregame popcorn in a pandemic?
Haven't thought about it a whole lot. We'll figure it out. Somebody said my buddy Mike Burnup was taking the pictures before games. I might shake it up a little bit. I might shake it up just to trick him, but we got so many guidelines and places we can go and places we can't go. I'm kind of locked in. We've got to sit in our chair pregame. You just can't go out and sit in any chair. You got to sit in your own chair. Well, I never sit down, so my chair's back there in the janitor's closet somewhere. So I don't know what I'm going to do, John. We'll figure it out, though. I wish that was the only thing I had on my mind.
David Jackson is back. Talk about what he has meant. And I want to know one thing. When you first met him face-to-face, did he, like, lay down, take a charge?
He was famous for that. Mike, I learned a lot of things in the year. And the gentleman I had last year was superb. And he had another opportunity at Iowa State. And I knew that I wanted David to come back. David is a Hokie, as you know. He loves this place. He loves Blacksburg. He loves Virginia Tech, that basketball program. He wore the jersey. A lot of blood, sweat, and tears went into Virginia Tech and Virginia Tech basketball. And we had a lot of conversations and just – you know, so fortunate to have him back. And what he's done with our team, I'm working out with him 4 days a week. What he's done with my fat hind end, he's the top 1%. I know it. I'm absolutely convinced that David Jackson is the top of the heap when it comes to that room, that part of the program. And that is a humongous part of your program. That room, that weight room, and David's program sets the tone for everything that goes along from there onto the floor and so on. Our kids, I think they're scared to death of him, but they admire him. They respect him. He's knowledgeable. He's an excellent teacher. He's a good resource for me basketball-wise. He's done it. So maybe the most significant addition to our program for now this year, this team, but moving ahead, I am just elated that he's here and proud of the work that he's done.
Speaking of Jack's coach, he was showing me some pictures earlier today of how he has tuned some of the bodies of your guys heading into the season, maybe none so more dramatically than the big guys, Keve Aluma, Cordell Pemsel. You mentioned Keve, and he's, of course, been with you now for a few years, but he is eligible. I know you're excited about that. How can the diversity in his game really help you open up what you're trying to do?
Well, very much so. I didn't know where you were going there, John. I thought you were going to say that he took a picture of me without my shirt on. I was a little nervous
before
there.
And after.
Before and after.
He tried to do that with me.
The before picture was gross. The after picture is not real impressive either. So, Aluma, a lot of big kids that are all arms and legs. Keve was a fleshy, heavy fella. Man, he could move. He was a soccer player until late in his high school career when he went over to basketball and has done very, very well. The transformation of his body, the transformation of John's body. I'm telling you now, I was standing next to Tyrese Radford earlier today. That picture you took, by the way, John, just the size of his back and his shoulders. What David has done to all of these kids, and because of the strength gains, foot speed, foot quickness, toughness around the basket, all of those things are enhanced. And Aluma may be as good of an example of that as we have on our team. He's done a great job in the weight room.
Coach, you talk about Wobisa Beatty. He's one of the first guys you had bought into everything. What steps has he taken since last year, and how have you seen his game kind of mature and move forward?
Well, I'm thrilled to have him back again, Mike. Just the steadiness and taking care of the ball in the backcourt, like a football quarterback. I mean, you guys got to take care of the ball and get us where we need to be, and he does that. He was one of a very few that didn't go home. He didn't want to go home for spring break, and then everything falls out. Well, he decided to stay. He's got his apartment here off campus. So he was, we were shut down a little bit in Honhurst, but when the thing opened back up, he's just one of those guys that lives in the gym, really worked on his perimeter shot. That's going to be improved. He worked on his finishes around the basket. That's going to be improved. In another year older and another year wiser, he's as good an on-ball defender as I've ever had. And he's got to become a better team defender. He knows that, and he's working on it daily.
Coach, the Hokies, of course, know Wobisa Beatty, and he enters his senior year this year. Cartier Jada is another talented veteran point guard that you bring in, and you look at him and his skill set contrasted by Beatty. How do you plan to feel your way through blending those two together this year?
It'll be a work in progress, and that'll evolve, John. We'll get that right. Wobisa is plenty capable physically, with his strong body and how he takes care of himself to play, 34-35. I just think that's hard for anyone. And, if you've got two really good ones back there, two really good seniors, we're going to work through that. And, we'll get it right as this team evolves, down the line. Wobisa will start on Wednesday. I think he's earned that. We'll see Cardi probably before the first media timeout, maybe at the first 16-under media timeout. And I look forward to seeing those two together in the backcourt some. That may not occur here early on. We haven't worked on that a lot yet, but both those kids bring different things to our team. And both are going to help us win games.
It's the return of head coach Mike Young, and therefore it's the return of his favorite Tech Talk Live read. Warm Hearth Village is Blacksburg's retirement destination. Their campus adjoins Virginia Tech with 220 acres of lush woodlands, a full continuum of living options, and abundant amenities. Visit them at retire.org or by phone at 540-552-9176 to learn more about the nonprofit difference. We've got one more segment of basketball with Mike Young, and of course Mike and I, Burnup that is, we'll have pregame coverage at 11:30 on Wednesday, and then we've got a half hour of football talk as well. This is your home for the Hokies, the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Right now, you can get 5 cents off every gallon of fuel every day. That's 5 cents off every gallon with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
It's that time of year, spending time with our Virginia Tech Hokies and getting outside to enjoy all that Virginia's Mountain Playground has to offer. Visit GilesCounty.org to find your playground. In Giles, we have the Cascades Waterfall to hike to, the New River Water Trail to fish, paddle, and enjoy, and small communities to shop, dine, and drink, all while taking in the scenic beauty of Giles County. Located just west of Blacksburg on Route 460, Giles, Virginia's Mountain Playground, is waiting to welcome you. Visit GilesCounty.org today.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
When the Hokies win, you win at Papa John's. The day after Hokies win, you get 40% off online pizzas at regular menu price. Just use promo code TECH40 at PapaJohns.com or on the mobile app. It's that easy. Celebrate the day after a football win with 40% off your favorite pizzas when you use promo code TECH40 at PapaJohns.com or on the app. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. Valid online only at participating Papa John's locations. Not valid with other discounts, delivery fee, and taxes extra that are not subject to discount offer.
When you support Main Street Pharmacy, you also support your Virginia Tech Hokies. Main Street Pharmacy is locally owned in Blacksburg by a proud Hokie alum. We have quick, superior service, we save people money, and we have free delivery to the Virginia Tech campus, Blacksburg, and Christiansburg. Our patients are our family, and we invite you to join us today. Transferring prescriptions is easy. Visit msblacksburg.com or call us at 540-605-7721, and we'll take care of everything. Main Street Pharmacy. We treat you like a neighbor, not a number.
Virginia Tech football news straight from the source. You're listening to Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main. Once again, here's John Laser.
This is Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main. And hey, Hokies, check out Hokies Interactive, our Hokies Interactive experience presented by CMG Leasing and the Hokie Sports app during breaks and play on game day to win prizes like a Zoom call with me, an exclusive game day package, or even $1 million. Play along, play Hokies Interactive. We continue one final segment with head coach Mike Young. And coach, we talked about a lot of the newcomers, and I know you're excited about them, but also you have to be excited about the development. You played a lot of young people, as you say, last year, a lot of freshmen that become sophomores. That's a lot of times the biggest jump they make. What have you seen in the advancement of the games from that very talented group?
Significant. There's no substitute for experience. There were parts of me, John, that I felt bad the number of minutes. We had no choice. But, the benefits of being on the floor in Atlantic Coast Conference play and their maturation and development. And then, they've got the off season, the spring, which was disrupted, for obvious reasons. The summer, this fall, just their knowledge of the game. The strides that they've made physically, it's like watching different players, and that has been encouraging. Those guys are ready to help us. They've practiced very well. They're healthy, and look forward to seeing them.
Coach, you've always had a big guy. It's been a big part of your strategy over the years. You've got several now. Obviously, you got three over 6'9", and Mutz is not far behind, and he's been really, really bright. Just talk about how you're going to try to work a little bit more inside out and not have to rely on the three as much.
Mike, we were a pretty quick study. It didn't take people long a year ago to figure out. You take us off, run us off the arc, and we're going to have a hard time. And couldn't throw the thing in the post as well as PJ played for us, and just a wonderful guy to coach. We couldn't throw the ball in the post. We had a hard time getting the ball to the paint and getting fouled. We didn't get fouled enough. We couldn't guard an offensive. We couldn't grab an offensive rebound to save our tails. We're so inadequate size wise. So that was a big part of it. And we tried like crazy to shore that up. I think we have. We still have work to do there. John Agioko is a year older and stronger, and he's nursing a little injury right now. I think we'll have him back soon. But Mutz is a dynamic athlete and a really good offensive rebound, as is Aluma. The last game Aluma played was against Kentucky in the NCAA tournament. He had 13 rebounds in that game. I mean, he's got a nose for it, and he'll go after it. And then Tyrese Radford at 6'1" or whatever he is, the most remarkable rebounder at that size that I've seen. We may even play a smaller lineup with him at the four. Talked about it with him over the weekend. I said, thinking about that, and he said, "I really don't care. I just want to be on the floor." I love having guys like that. Just put me in the game,
Coach. You of course are a Radford native and from this area. Your first opponent this year is Radford. Question in two parts: how important is it for you to bring back that matchup for this area, because you know what it means for basketball here? And you want to talk about remaking a roster? Mike Jones certainly has that challenge, coming off one of the most prolific runs in that program history. So the second part is, do you have any idea what to expect from the Highlanders on Wednesday, basically remaking that roster?
I don't want you to think that there was any soft spot in my heart to bring Radford over here, being from Radford. That had nothing to do with it, John. When we got our marching orders sometime in September, I think, when we could start practice, we didn't know until sometime fourth week of September, when we could play. The start date, November 25th, we were supposed to have already played four games. So the schedule is gone. It's over. We have no idea where to turn, what we're going to do. Mike or Radford, Coach Jones, was one of my first calls, and that just kind of happened. Mike and I go way back. I think the world of him, obviously the athletic director over there, Robert Lindenberg, is my first cousin. Mike has an established program. He's done a remarkable job over there. He's been to multiple NCAA tournaments. When you consider some of the people that his teams have beaten through the years, Texas, Northwestern, Notre Dame, they're well coached. They've got good players. They did lose a number of good players from last year's team, but I know him well enough to know that he'll have them dialed up and ready to play, and we'll have play good ball game.
That was Are You Ready for Game Day, brought to you by Smithfield. Smithfield has all your game day needs covered, whether you are tailgating or following the Hokies at home. Coach, that also brings our first installment time to a close. But, again, just getting rolling. Couldn't be more excited about that, to be with you and the group, the family, starting on Wednesday. Best of luck on season number 2, and thanks so much, as always, for your time, my man. Great to see you.
Big John, thanks, pal. Mike, thanks, buddy.
Always good to see you, Coach.
Y'all too. Thank you.
That is head coach Mike Young. You'll hear from him again during our pregame coverage, which is now the Shentel Business Shootaround. That begins at 11:30 on Wednesday morning. But we still have half of Tech Talk Live remaining. Head coach Justin Fuente hops into the chair on the other side. This is TTL from Learfield, IMG College.
Meet Smithfield. Meet Sports. Hokie Sports. Smithfield Meet in Hokie Sports. Now that's a winning combination. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield.
Looking for a place to fulfill your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs? Come visit First and Main right here in Blacksburg, Virginia. Your local lifestyle center with a brand new splash pad. Check out your favorite restaurants at First and Main, like Zoe's Kitchen, Jersey Mike's, Avellino's, and Bowl and Bones Brewhouse. Shop for your favorite Virginia Tech Band Apparel Alumni Hall, or freshen up your look at Char Marie Salon. Follow First and Main on Instagram and Facebook to stay up to date with great deals and giveaways. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Even though Lane may not be filled with over 60,000 fans this fall, you can still be in Lane, making the presence of Hokie Nation felt. Thanks to the support of proud partner Sign Spot in Blacksburg, personalized fan cutouts are now available. For just $70, you can support the Keep Jumping Fund and have your custom fan cutout in Lane for the entire season. Learn more by visiting HokieSports.com/fancutouts today.
G&H Appliance, the appliance experts, have been a winning team since 1969. That's over 50 years of great service throughout the area. We offer the best prices on top products from Maytag, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, and more. We also offer expertise to help you find the best appliance for your budget. Come see our showroom on Roanoke Street in Christiansburg. Visit us online at gnhappliance.com or call us at 540-382-7500. Check out our Facebook for the latest news and offerings. G&H Appliance. Nobody does it better.
Welcome back to Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main. For more of tonight's show, here's John Laser.
Tech Talk Live continues, and again, we send our thanks to head coach Mike Young. He'll be with us each and every Tech Talk Live. I do want to alert you, however, we will move Tech Talk Live next week from Monday to Tuesday, and that is due to basketball's travel back from Bubbleville up in Connecticut. Yes, the absurd just gets a little more absurd, but with you from 7 to 8, and next Tuesday, because he's been gracious enough to move his schedule, he'll be with us from 7:30, as he is tonight, head coach Justin Fuente Fu. Thanks for being flexible. Thanks for being back with us here tonight. You used the word earlier today when you're talking to the media, recharge, a number of times, and I think everybody feels that way, quite frankly, right now. 9 consecutive games, you've been going at it since July. Simple question, how badly do you and this program kind of need to hit that reset button?
Well, we need to everybody needs it, and it's not the football season, it's everything else that's been on top of us for really longer than July, but the kids have been working at it since July with no real off season. So, looking at our cut-ups today and just, we're a tired football team, and, the kids are mentally and physically tired, and they are laying it on the line. But everybody just, the whole COVID deal on top of everything we've been through and our lack of ability to have a real fall camp is just, really shown itself in all areas. So, I would have loved to have had this about 4 weeks ago. I think we could have done some real good, but it's so late now. I'm kind of faced with what do we do with this time? Because, certainly we need practice, but maybe more importantly, we need our older guys to get healthy and feeling better and get their legs underneath them. And everybody needs a little time away to get a little bit recharged here. And then our young guys need some work. Our whole freshman class missed 2 weeks in fall camp. Well, we wonder why we can't get them to help us more on special teams in the kicking game. They just haven't been around. So we'll use this time to work those young guys and hopefully get the guys that got a little mileage on them feeling better.
Coach, you also talked today about you're going to go through all the cut-ups and kind of do a little self-scouting and whatnot, tendencies and things like that. How has that gone, and have you finished meeting and whatnot?
Well, we're not quite finished with it yet, but the guys spent, from basically 5:45 this morning on to, I just left a staff meeting where we had a big talk on name, image, and likeness, which is coming down the pike, which is another story in itself. But the evaluation went well. We haven't quite met all over what everybody thought. I've got the special teams and the offense and defensive one sitting on my desk right now, and we'll take a good look and see what we need to do moving forward.
As you mentioned, Coach, as you can just observe it, maybe frame by frame, it is a tired football team, but you did have the opportunity to go back, I imagine, and examine with a little more thoroughness Saturday against Pittsburgh. Takeaways any different 2 days later than they were on Saturday?
Oh, it's amazing. We're in the ball game, and, with really a chance to continue to keep the game really close, and who knows what happens at the end. But offensively, we just could not convert short yardage opportunities, and defensively, we didn't give very many stops. So it's pretty simple, but that was really remarkable that we were still in the ball game. We still had opportunities in the second half to be right there, through the whole game.
Yeah, you think about it, it was 26-14. You take it right down the field. You couldn't punch it in. that's kind of when it went south there, because four plays later they had that big drive, big touchdown pass, and then it was like, man, oh, man. Then the defense just on the field, what, 51 plays in the first half and 84 for the game.
Yeah.
That's tough.
It was tough to swallow, you know. You get back there and trying to answer, and I felt good about us moving the ball. That's the thing, you know, after we didn't get off to a great start on the offensive side of the ball, but I still felt good once we kind of settled down that we were hitting them on some plays and having a chance to go put some points on the board and go turn this thing into a real competitive game. And then, you know, you get the ball first and goal on the four and can't find a way to get the ball in the end zone. It's pretty disappointing.
As you can hear, we've transitioned from basketball to football. Head coach Mike Young was with us. Now head coach Justin Fuente is with us, and he will be all the way to the top of the hour. This is Tech Talk Live, presented by Smithfield. On your way to your next tailgate, be sure to grab some of your Smithfield favorites. Smithfield, the only taste better than a Hokie win. We continue with head coach Fuente after these across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours. It's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
Today tastes like game day at home, like assigned couch seating. Tastes like coffee table dining and an ice cold Coke to cool down the heat. It tastes like the game you've waited for all week with friends you've known your whole life. Today tastes like watching football is supposed to, and it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola, together tastes better.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Okay, kids, Dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee, nod your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. It's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out She Can STEM for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main, continues. Once again, here's John Laser.
Tech Talk Live does continue from Lane Stadium. The Hokies will be idle this week on the gridiron, but return against Clemson a Saturday following. Again, our basketball coverage begins Wednesday at 11:30 a.m. Tip-off for the season opener with Radford shortly after noon. We continue to be joined by head coach Justin Fuente. And, Coach, you mentioned some of the trouble in short yardage and in goal-to-go situations on Saturday. You were without Christian Darrisaw at left tackle, so you have to move Luke Tenuta to left tackle, and I know Luke has a ton of potential and you're really high on his future, but also no Doug Nestor. Then you have to slide in Silas Janzy. How difficult is that against that particular defensive front?
Well, that defensive front is as good as anybody we play, Miami, and as good as the team will play in 2 weeks. And so it is a hindrance, because we've been pretty good up front. It's just, when you lose one guy and then you have to move another guy, now you're not as good at two spots. And, you know, the other person in Doug that had played some right tackle, was out. So he'll be back, and, you know, he's not out long term. But, you know, I mean, that we had to do a little shuffling. I was very proud of how they stepped up, and I don't know that the short yardage issues or any of those guys' fault. You know, I mean, I think we all share some blame in not being able to punch the ball in. It's pretty disappointing, but, you know, I don't think it was a factor with those guys. Those guys went in there and battled pretty hard.
Obviously, when you look at this opportunity you have coming up playing Clemson, a lot of guys come to the school thinking we want to play the best. You're going to get that chance. Is it too early to start talking to these guys about what's on the horizon here, that what you have left is a lot to play for?
Yeah, I think we understand that. I mean, we have Clemson and Virginia left on the schedule. Our guys get that. Right now is the time for me to talk to them about this is what we're going to do this week.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to go work these 2 days, and the young guys or the inexperienced guys are going to get a lion's share of it, and then we're going to take some days off, and I expect you to be really good at relaxing. I expect you to clear your mind and your heart and your soul and get recharged for this final run. And then, but our guys, you know, they're anxious to go play good people. I mean, we've got a whole group of guys that are excited about the next game, and obviously the one after that is really important to everybody in our program and everybody connected to Virginia Tech. So they certainly know that. I think right now we're in the mode of, you know, coach, tell me what we're doing tomorrow and tell me what I need to be doing so that we can get back feeling good and back ready to go.
Coach, I know that you do a tremendous job of insulating yourself from outside noise, and we talk a lot about inside the building, outside the building. Personally, I know that you do that, but for younger people, it's very difficult in the way that they engage these days. Is it something where, as a coach, as those things have evolved and the scrutiny does not diminish with football at this level, nor does the praise when things are going well, is that something you guys actively talk about, or you try to insulate them from some of that stuff and just keep it, like you said, to regrouping together?
Well, you used to be able to try and shelter them a little bit, but not anymore. You know, I mean, that's gone out the window with social media and all that sort of stuff. And we can argue the merits of all of that all we want, but, for me, I choose to handle it a certain way. I think it's very difficult and hard on young people. You know, if you think about the connection points that young people have now versus what they had 10, 15, or 20 years ago, how many people they have telling them things, whether they're good or bad, those numbers have increased 1,000-fold, you know, I mean, and because of the access they have to, people on social media platforms that say things are one way or the other. So there's a lot of that. You know, sometimes you feel like you're just a pebble. You get them for 5 minutes. I get a 5-minute message with them. And then the other 23 hours and 55 minutes of the day, they have, you know, contact with however many thousands of opinions and people about a variety of things. We're like, just take football out of it and think about things going on in our country or their political beliefs or whatever it is, and or the value of working hard or telling the truth or whatever it is. And, you know, there's just a lot more connection points. So we talk about that. I try to help them take things, the information they get, with a grain of salt. You know, I think it's important for all of us. This is just now my opinion, but that, you know, there's a lot of different agendas out there concern, you know, with sources, and not all of it's accurate. Most of it's not. And, you know, at the least, most of it's slanted one way or the other.
Coach, offensively, you guys averaged almost 7 yards a play, but you had the ball 12 minutes less as well. You weren't good on third down, fourth down. The screen game looked good. You changed tempo, seemed like several times, seemed like you got something going, and then there was an injury that slowed the rhythm down and whatnot. Just overall, your thoughts, just not being able to punch it in, the issues on offense. When you had the ball, it wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't. That's why, like, you're sitting there thinking, we're going to go win the ball game, and we're moving the ball. We're getting big, big plays. The one thing we're not doing is just lining up and saying, taking one-on-ones on the outside and winning all of those. But to be honest with you, we knew going into the game we weren't going to be able to do that anyway. We're going to have to find other ways to move the ball versus that defense without being able to do that. And if you can't just line up and throw the ball versus that coverage, then it is difficult to move the ball. You have to do it in some different ways. And we were doing that. But we didn't score enough points. This sounds oversimplification. Yeah. But, you know, we didn't, you know, whether it's missing a field goal or a drive petering out. But we were able to make plays and move the ball and have some chunk plays and that sort of stuff. And eventually, as things went on, ran the ball a little bit there in the second half where you felt a little bit better about it. But, you know, there was a little bit of, you know, there was an interesting fact that several times after big plays that we were slowed up. But, you know, that's kind of part of the game today. I've seen it happen a whole bunch. We've been accused of that before as well. So, I'm not here to confirm nor deny any of that. I just know that it happens sometimes, and we obviously want to take player safety seriously, but it did kind of bog us down a little bit of time or two.
No worries, Coach. We won't put that on you. Mike and I confirmed it during the broadcast.
Did you? You guys were there.
Yeah, we took care of it for you. We'll take a break, as is the way of crossover season. Everything gets a little rushed and condensed, so we'll pause here. We'll come back. We've got a couple more segments with head coach Justin Fuente. This is Tech Talk Live from Learfield, IMG College.
Meat. Smithfield meat. Sports. Hokie sports. Smithfield meat and Hokie sports. Now that's a winning combination. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Good friends, great times, and Hokie wins. They always seem to come together at PK's Bar and Grill in Blacksburg. PK's, one of the most diverse menus anywhere in the valley, including our famous hot wings, pizza, pastas, sandwiches, wraps, and more. And PK's delivers right to your door starting at 11 a.m. We can also cater your next event. So visit us at pksbarandgrill.com or call us today at 552-FAST, a downtown favorite for over 25 years. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza at PK's Bar and Grill.
English Meadows is the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics, providing care in Virginia since 2008. We believe that seniors should never live or feel alone, and our caregivers are ready to assist you in all of your daily needs. With 8 campuses across the Commonwealth, stretching from Abingdon to Warrenton, to Louisa, to Bedford, and 2 campuses in the New River Valley, English Meadows is here to care for you and your Hokie family. Visit WeLoveOurResidents.com today. Go Hokies!
Have a question or comment? Send a tweet to LAZEVT and you'll be part of the show. Here's John Laser with more Tech Talk Live.
Actually, feel free to not send a tweet to @LazeVT this week. Just kidding. That's the way it's been on social media of late. John Laser, Mike Burnup, Justin Fuente with you. Fu, we went into the game on Saturday talking a little bit about punt return. You were going to cycle a couple of guys back there. Trey Turner successfully has a couple of fair catches, looks pretty comfortable, has a big game going, and then unfortunately comes down with a little bit of an injury. Then you turn to Will Kakavitsis, and I wanted you to retell the story of how that came about. You told it on the pregame, and I just found it really fascinating.
Yeah, so obviously we have struggled mightily fielding punts.
You noticed?
Which I would have bet a large sum of money that we were going to be fantastic heading into this year, but for whatever reason, we haven't been very good. And so last week, I'm like, because I'm putting Herbert back there, I'm putting Trey back there. You know, we're repping different guys. We're staying after practice for a little bit, and you know, I'm taking over the punt returners. I'm going to go get this fixed, you know, kind of deal, kind of the arrogant head coach deal, you know. So we get out there. And we're fielding them. And this is like on Tuesday. And then like on Wednesday, you know, Kakavitis, I walk by him, and after practice, he's like laying on the ground, and he's got the jugs machine jacked up to like, it looked like 80 miles an hour. He's only about 10 yards away from it. He's like laying back, making one-handed catches, just boom, 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 left hand, right hand. I'm thinking, wow. And then somewhere along the way, he says something like, you know, I can catch punts. So I'm like, you can? He's like, yeah. So we put him back there on Thursday to go catch some punts. Oh, he looks like he's been doing it since he could walk. So I pull Will over. I said, Will, have you watched us play this year? He said, yeah. I said, well, at any time did you think about, like, coming by and saying, hey, I can catch these things? He's like, well, you know, I kind of thought about it a couple times. But I said, so anyway, like, I'm a little hesitant to just throw him out there, you know, right to start the game just because, I mean, we've only practiced, like, one day of him catching punts. But that's where we're at. And then we put Trey out there. Trey's been working on it for 2 years. And, you know, he fields a punt and, you know, was having a big game. Then he goes out, and then we put Khalil back there, and he can't get to that one. I don't think that was really his fault. And then the game gets, and I'm like, let's put Will in there and see what happens. So I don't know. We'll see how it goes as the week goes on. But I kind of congratulated him for being good at it and also kind of gave him a backhanded compliment. Like, hey, dude, like, did you not think of speaking up a little bit?
Will Kakavitis, we're talking about, was back. Didn't get to field the punt, but was out as a receiver a little bit. Tail end of that game as well. We're coming to the tail end of Tech Talk Live. We'll take our final timeout, come back with our final segment with the head coach, Justin Fuente, as we look ahead to the bye week, Thanksgiving week, of course, and eventually the Clemson Tigers. All that straight ahead. This is Tech Talk Live from Learfield, IMG College.
Blacksburg Eye Associates provides award-winning eye care in a family-friendly setting. Our services include comprehensive eye care for both vision and eye health, a dry eye clinic, myopia control, sports vision training, and vision rehab. Plus, Blacksburg Eye Associates has over 1,000 glasses frames in stock. You won't find a better selection of glasses in the area. Blacksburg Eye Associates, located at 1st and Main. Make your appointment today at blacksburgeye.com or by calling 953-2020. That's 953-2020.
Looking for a place to fulfill your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs? Come visit First and Main right here in Blacksburg, Virginia. Your local lifestyle center with a brand new splash pad. Check out your favorite restaurants at First and Main like Zoe's Kitchen, Jersey Mike's, Avellino's, and Bull and Bones Brewhouse. Shop for your favorite Virginia Tech Fan Apparel Alumni Hall or freshen up your look at Char Marie Salon. Follow First and Main on Instagram and Facebook to stay up to date with great deals and giveaways. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Purchasing a new home, remodeling your home, or looking to build? First Bank and Trust Company makes applying for a mortgage easy. Between our user-friendly online application and our one-on-one customer service, you'll find that securing financing for your home with us is simple. So make us your first choice for your financing needs. Contact me today, Tessa Wright, for help with your purchase, refinance, construction, or home improvement loan. 540-951-1656. Qualifications apply. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. FirstBank.com.
New River Heating and Air is a full-service local company providing Hokie fans with courteous on-time service since 1986. Serving both residential and commercial customers, our trained and certified technicians are on call 24 hours a day. New River Heating and Air performs repairs and maintenance on all makes and ages of units. When you need a replacement, New River Heating and Air proudly installs American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning units to maximize your comfort and energy savings. Visit us online at newriverheatingandair.com or give us a call at 540-731-1979.
Crossover Tech Talk Live continues and concludes from the home radio booth at Lane Stadium. Mike and I and the rest of the crew will be back here a Saturday from now. But in the interim, the start of basketball, and we'll get three basketball broadcasts in this coming 7 days, starting Wednesday and then also Saturday and Sunday night up at Mohegan Sun. Opponents TBD, but we believe it's Temple, South Florida. We'll check back with you on that. That's COVID-related. And I give it to my Hall of Fame broadcast partner, Mike Burnup, to sort it all out for
Coach, you. I was just thinking there, Pitt's obviously at Clemson this week. Does that help you guys more maybe, though, than if they played them earlier or something since you just got familiarity, obviously, with Pitt?
I think there's a little bit of ability to kind of I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, but when you watch the film, like, it's a little bit easier to draw the correlations in size, speed, you know, what the other team, when you just played them and you just got off the field with them and you have a feel for how well they run or how big they are, how physical they are, and then to see the next opponent play them, I think you can at least, like, forget the score and the yards and all that stuff, but, like, you get a little bit better handle for the matchups and maybe how you may match up with certain people when you see them play against the people you just played against.
All right, Foo, we've got a couple of minutes left in our broadcast tonight. And as we know, this segment is not results dependent, despite some people's protestations. Fun with Foo time. It's Thanksgiving. Usually you are not anywhere close to being at home and relaxing all day. The last few years it's been game day eve for the Commonwealth Cup. I know how you're approaching it with the football program practice in the next couple of days. How will you approach Thanksgiving? Are there any food traditions that you can bring back, favorite foods? Are you going to get involved in the kitchen? How's Thursday going to go?
So I'm going to smoke a turkey.
Nice.
This will be my first foray into that. Like, I've done, beef and pork ribs and all that kind of stuff, but this will be my first time into the turkey foray. So I don't know. I'm not promising any good results. If it's terrible, we'll find a way to go get some other food somewhere. But I'm gonna give it a shot and spend some time with the family. I don't remember if we talked about this last week, but we usually have a moratorium on Christmas until Thanksgiving, like no Christmas music. We get the decorations out around that weekend. Last week, I lifted the Fuente family moratorium because 2020 has been so rough. I said we can have Christmas music last week, so we got that started. So I anticipate Christmas music, decorations, football, and turkey.
Well, that is not Christmas music that you hear. That is Tech Triumph. It means we are out of time. Foo, I'm roasting a turkey. It's my first go, so I might FaceTime you and we can commiserate together on Thursday. But happy Thanksgiving to you, the Fuente family, the football program, and all Hokies everywhere. We'll talk to you, though, plenty, Mike and I will, throughout the course of this Thanksgiving week. Next time will be Wednesday, 11:30 a.m. for the Shentel Business Shootaround and then tip with the Radford Highlanders from Castle Coliseum. Thanks to Coach Fuente. Thanks to Coach Young. Thanks to Mike Burnup, thanks to Chris Fair, and thanks to Wolf Gulke, all participants in our program here this evening. And our biggest thanks to you. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for being Hokies, and happy Thanksgiving once again.
You've been listening to Tech Talk Live, presented by First & Main. Join us each Monday night throughout the season as we talk Virginia Tech sports. Tech Talk Live has been sponsored by CMG Leasing, the exclusive student housing partner of Virginia Tech Athletics. The Schutz Brewery, bringing the Pacific Northwest to Hokie fans since 2017. Papa John's Pizza, order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. English Meadows Senior Living, the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics. First Bank and Trust, the bank that puts you first. First & Main Blacksburg, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better. PK's Bar & Grill, a downtown Blacksburg favorite since 1992. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza. Real Life Dental, located in downtown Blacksburg and their new Christiansburg location by the NRV Mall. Find your smile. Sign Spot, the official sign provider of Virginia Tech Athletics. And by Smithfield. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Virginia Tech Sports Network.